So that completes our study of anchoring at the level of NLP practitioner. You've learnt some very simple, powerful techniques to enable people to have emotional choice, control, and freedom in their life. Now it's time for you to use them. Use them with other people, and use them on yourself. Remembering the keys to anchoring. The intensity of the state, the timing of the anchor, the uniqueness of the anchor, and the number of times you can repeat the anchoring process. On this CD, we've predominantly been talking about anchoring in the kinesthetic external sense, as in the sense of touch. You can also anchor in the visual representational system and in the auditory representational system. You can anchor to a look or a gesture, to a sound, to a word, to a phrase, to a tone of voice. So notice around you where anchors are being used outside of the field of your study of NLP. Being used both deliberately and inadvertently. And as extra development, begin to think of visual and auditory anchors that you could use yourself. Come up with 5 visual anchors you could use and 5 auditory anchors that you can use. And then begin to experiment with whether you can actually covertly anchor people to certain states. Remember, of course, that we'd only really want to anchor people into powerful resource states that will enable them to be able to get more of what they want in their life.